24 Cross Media.
Hey guys, welcome back to False Confidence.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just ready for this week.
Yeah. So guess what? I'm almost done with my Christmas shopping. Okay. Because I like to be ahead of schedule. I like have a type A personality. I like to be in control of everything.
Yeah.
And so my mom calls me the other day and she goes, how do I set up an Amazon account? And I'm like, an Amazon Prime account? Like, what are we doing here? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, just use mine. Like, here, you have the password because she watches my Amazon Prime video, right? So I'm like, same password. Just log in and just order whatever you want. But use your credit card. So I give her, so she's like, okay, great. I'm going to order this mailbox. I want to order some presents for so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. So I get off the phone and I immediately remembered all the sex toys that I have ordered from Amazon. So yeah. I immediately log into my app and I'm like, fuck. So I can't figure out how to delete the order history, which I know she'll be looking at for her orders.
Right.
So I call you and I'm like, is there any way to delete an Amazon history? Like how do I hide it? I'm Googling it. I'm driving. I'm having you Google it. I can't get it. Basically, you can't hide it.
No, you cannot. It's there forever.
So this is two parts because one, I'm like, she's definitely going to see it. And there's a lot of shit on there. There's a lot of different shit. But then the other side of the coin is like, I also have not been living in my parents' house for 20 years.
So like, who actually gives a fuck?
I'm also 36 and like, it doesn't, I am allowed to do that. It's not against the law, but how fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, super embarrassing. Well, see, that's when I knew I needed to get my own Amazon Prime account was when I still used my mom's. And then I was like, I wanted to order like certain things. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't obviously fucking order it on there. So I got my own Prime account and I'm not that stupid to give my mom mine. But it does say online that you can archive orders, which go into an archive.
I could not figure it out, dude. I went to everywhere.
Yeah, I have no idea how. I mean, I didn't see the option for that. No. But I just thought, like, what a fucking idiot. Yeah, you could just tell her, like, if she's like, Brie, why did you buy this? You could be like, I bought it as a joke for a friend.
Brie, what is a woman's rose? It's a flower that's on my, I need it for decoration.
She'll be like, oh my God, I smelled that thing when I was cleaning your bedroom. I thought it was a candle. Speaking of the rose, I want to buy one.
Oh my God, it's my favorite.
I heard that from many people. I'm going to buy one. I really want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. That's my next purchase in sex toy land.
Do you have dildos? Because I only have vibrators.
So I used to, but I don't anymore. I got rid of them all.
Because like a dildo doesn't do anything for me.
So.
Which is basically like saying a dick doesn't do anything for me, but also kind of different.
You know, it's different though, because like the same thought process on like, okay, so a dick is like warm. And like, I don't know, it's something about the body controlling it. Like just shoving a cold, heartless dildo
in and out.
In and out is like really not doing it.
But like
it.
That in and out, vaginally in and out, doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Can you come vaginally just from that?
No, there has to be like clitoral stimulation. But then we looked it up online and apparently your clit is also inside. So it
right,
can
so
hit
some
that.
Some people do that, I
right,
guess.
Which it but has
for
happened.
Me,
and it could
that
happen.
Doesn't work like.
Yeah, especially when I'm on top. Like, basically, if I'm on top, I can hit all the spots.
Same, if I'm on top.
Yeah.
But if I'm just like...
Which you only do for like 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes at
then
max.
Then I come and I'm done. Okay, your turn. Finish up.
Bye.
I made myself come. You make yourself come. But yeah, so I don't have any dildos.
Yeah, I don't have
and
any
I've
more
like,
either.
And I've looked up ordering them and I'm like, for what though? They're not going to... Like, I don't need... Could use like a cucumber for all that.
Oh God, I could use a cucumber. Oh God. All right. So, have you ever had a dildo in you when you were also having sex, like so DPing with a dildo and a dick?
Yes.
What'd you think about it?
I love it. but it was more like a vibrator dildo. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like just a dildo,
like a full length dick.
Yeah, you know how you have like the ones that are like
yeah. So you haven't used like a full length dildo. With a dick.
No, it's pretty big. I'll show it to you later. It's kind of big.
Okay.
Speaking of kind of big, do you know what the record penis size is?
What is it?
The largest recorded penis. Because, you know, there's like probably guys with huge dicks that like didn't record it.
Right.
Which, by the way, if I had a, if I had an abnormally large dick, I might try to get the world record. Like, I might try to contact somebody to measure me.
Right.
Because, like, why would you not want to be a record holder?
Right. Like, have the world know about your...
Right.
About your packing.
But anyway, it's 13 and a half inches long.
Oh, my God.
That's that's not even the worst part.
Okay. That is humongous.
Because that, to me, sounds bad.
Yeah, that's big, big. Like, my cervix isn't even that deep.
13 and a half is this big. So yeah, it's going to come out my mouth when you put it in. Is like, what you're
like, basically, when you come, it's going to come out. I'm going to spit it out.
Where is that actually going to go inside of you, though? Because I
Well, mine isn't even that deep.
I feel
deep.
Like you can't go 13 and a half inches in me. Like,
you can't. Some girls might have deeper, like, cervixes, but like, I so know mine's
You probably
not.
Couldn't even, like, push around organs to get it all in. Can you? How does it work exactly?
And I also would like to know why we're always thinking like nothing can get lost. Like a baby comes out of there. So it's right. coming out from in.
Well, that's the worst part. So here's the worst part. Ready? So the width is 8 inches.
Oh my God.
But so you got to figure like circumference, like eight in. It's not like 8 inches across. It's like
width, the diameter.
Width is measured like that, right? Yeah. In a circle. So it's like 8 inches wide.
Wow. Yeah. That's humongous as fuck.
Like,
there's
so,
no way.
So, you know, I got the measuring tape out, right? And I'm like circling 8 inches and I'm like, whoa, it's more than that. Like, this is 8 inches.
Yeah. Fuck no.
So it's literally, I mean, I know when you have a baby, how big it can open up, but like, that's because like other stuff is happening in your body, making you
dilate.
Yeah.
Words are hard.
So when you're having sex, I feel like you're not dilating.
Yeah.
You're probably just tearing everything up.
Let me just tell you what's not going in my body.
Let me tell you what's not anally ever going in my body.
Anally, that's not going in any part of my body, like zero places.
No, but
I
that's
could
what I mean.
See
like,
that
could,
dick
if you had
a and run.
So say tomorrow this guy shows up with his 13 and a half inch dick and he wants to have sex with you.
Yeah. He wouldn't be.
Can but could it fit? Like, can it go in? Like, will stuff move around so that it fits?
Oh God. I don't want it to. I wouldn't do it.
I almost want to buy you a 13 and a half inch dildo for Christmas and have you report back on my Amazon account that my mother can now see.
Yeah, right. She's going to be like, Brie, what the fuck? I mean, I
Brie,
drew the
why
line
do you have a
13
and a half inch dildo that's 8 inches in diameter coming in for?
Yeah, she's like, I was willing to overlook the anal beads, these 7 vibrators, the rose, and this dildo, but now we were drawing the fucking line with a 13 inch dildo.
Mom, it's for Tiffany for Christmas. Seriously, it's not mine.
Oh my God, no. You know what I could have done is I should have fucked with you hard, like when I was letting your dog out and then your mom was letting it out days later.
Oh,
I should have left some
God.
Crazy shit in your missed opportunities, God damn it.
And I wouldn't even know.
No.
And then my mom would be calling me and I'd be like, Ma, I don't know, I didn't do that, like I don't know.
I should have left like mad crazy shit everywhere, like a big ass dildo on the fucking counter,
box of dental dams. Imagine yes. my mom walking in to let the dog out and there's a box of 100 dental dams sitting on the counter.
This is for my Halloween costume. I'm being a whore for Halloween. Speaking of being a whore, do you remember when you called me the other day and you said that you needed to ask me a question? And it sounded important as fuck. I was like, oh, fuck, what could this be? I was scared, actually. Oh. And you were like, I need you to answer and I need you to answer me honestly. Am I a hoe? And I was like, huh. Well, if the options are yes or no, I'm going to go with yes.
I was at my friend's house. I was at one of my friend's house with a bunch of friends. And I was talking to, they bought this gorgeous house. And I said, I'm just going to move in with you guys. And they're a lesbian couple. So they were like, okay, but no guys allowed. And I was like, can't come. Can't move in. Sorry. And she's like, yeah, because you're a whore. You're a hoe. And I was like, I'm not a hoe. And they're like, call your best friend Tiffany on speakerphone right now and ask her if you're a hoe.
Like, you were like, why do you guys always say that? I don't know. Just thinking out loud. Do you think that I'm a hoe? For real. Like, am I?
Like, anymore?
Right.
No.
Okay. I'm not denying
but
I
do
was
you think
a hoe.
That, okay, like,
that
in
I
recent
know.
Time. Actually, I just, like, don't want to have this conversation anymore. like, are you a retired hoe?
Yeah, a retired hoe, I guess.
Yeah, I would say you're currently on leave from your job.
Well, that's good enough for me. I never denied I wasn't a hoe. And I honestly feel like I deserved
Everybody
to be a
hoe.
Everybody
has a hoe phase.
Yeah, and I deserved
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes you have 10 hoe phases.
I've only had 1.5 hoe phases, but... But yeah, no, I honestly don't even feel bad about that at all. I'm proud to wear the hoe badge. Right. But like you said, retired, so that's cool.
If you get paid to be a prostitute,
mm-hmm.
and you have sex for free, are you a nonprofit organization or no?
I'd have to say yes.
Yeah,
I like to give back to the community.
What's your best friend? She's a nonprofit organization. What does yours do?
Yeah, no, I never, ever got paid to have sex. Would you?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm about my money. Okay. And I've done a lot of shit for free.
Yeah.
So like, if you want to tip me, who am I to say no?
Or if like $100 is just left on the nightstand when
like,
you leave.
If like, you're having, if you go out to dinner with a guy and mm-hmm. he pays for dinner and then you have sex with him and it's not your boyfriend. And you don't see him again. Like, I kind of feel like you just had sex for dinner.
I guess that's a way to look at it.
And then there's people that have, like, shown up to guys' houses and got no dinner and had sex. So, like, right. Who made out better? So, like, if you want to give me money, I'm not going to say no. I think the only way thing that makes it a prostitute is, that, like, if it's, like, pre-discussed amount.
Right.
But like if afterwards you're like, you know what, here's $100 for your time. Okay, bye.
I would never. I'd be like, fuck you. I don't want it.
Like, right, I wouldn't do it. You know what? I'm gonna treat myself to something nice. Thanks.
I mean, I guess it's true that like, you know, like you said, like going out and having them take you wherever, buy you dinner or something, and then you fuck them and then you never talk to them again is kind of almost like the same thing. But
well, like I signed up for this website, Sophia Gray.
Heard of it.
Right.
It's all over.
So, like, I've sent naked pictures of myself to guys mm-hmm. for free. Right?
I've never done that, but tell me more.
You've sent naked pictures to me for free? Like, what?
I needed an opinion.
Which one do I send? This one or this one?
Does this lighting make my boobs look big?
So, this website... is like guys asking for like used bathwater, like used underwear.
Bathwater.
Period underwear. Like, who am I to deny these guys of needs? Like, if you want this underwear and you're going to send me triple what it costs, so and I get 3 new pairs of underwear, like, okay, bye.
Right. Yeah, my favorite part about it is you called me because you and I were talking yesterday and we were like, we just don't want to do this anymore. We don't want to work anymore. Yeah. Like, we're just done with it. Like, what can we possibly do to
stop
it?
Sign up for this shit, Mom.
Right. Like, I didn't ask to fucking be here. And now I got to do all of this shit on my own, slave every day. And then you called me back later. You're like, I figured out what we could do for work. I figured out our new jobs. And you told me about the website. And
making
I'm like,
so much money on this website selling used underwear. We don't have to go to work anymore.
I was like, I don't even get my period. And you were like, well, I'll get my period and then you can send them out. I was like, okay, so basically I'm going to have to pay you. Right. I'm going to have to pay you for them and then charge 3 times that amount.
Then I'm thinking like, okay, I watch way too many crime documentaries. So like now I'm sending DNA.
Yeah.
To people that I don't know.
Right, right.
So like if I end up at a crime scene in Nevada,
mm-hmm.
like it's probably from
we'll save your receipts bitch
Greg that brought my underwear 3 months ago because I haven't been to Nevada.
Well then I guess it's a good thing you can't hide your purchase orders.
Correct.
Yeah, speaking of serial killers and crime documentaries.
my two favorite things.
Right, so you had said something funny to me about Dahmer.
Yeah, I said so. I would trust a drink from Jeffrey Dahmer before I would trust she's just a friend. 100%. You know what, Dahmer? Hook me up with that Coke you just stirred with your finger that has foam on top. Give me that.
Well, I guess like it could be said that, of course, you know, I'm sure you've dated guys or you would date a guy who had girls that were friends. Like, do you think that's like completely off limits? Your face says yes, but your mouth, I don't know what that will say.
How many guys have girlfriends that they haven't slept with?
Well, it's possible.
It is. But most of the situations I've been in, these just friend girls have hooked up with the guy before. So right. No, I don't think you can ever just be friends with somebody you've already hooked up with.
Really?
Because you guys were obviously attracted to each other at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So given circumstance, right. Opportunity is everything.
Hmm.
So if you were single and she's single right. and you've already had sex and now you went out for drinks, I think you wouldn't have sex again?
Well, I guess. But I mean, doesn't that mean like you're supposed to trust the person that you're with?
Didn't you just hear me? I would trust Jeffrey Dahmer's drink before I would trust that.
Well, I just
don't
Brie.
I just don't have trust. Like, how many times has somebody gone through my phone? So you don't trust me, right? And you're always going to find something in somebody's phone that's questionable, whether it's a text to a friend or mm-hmm. a picture or whatever it is. Like, I think everybody I've ever dated has gone through my phone.
Really?
And then when they don't find something, it's like, oh, well, you probably deleted it. You're right. I did, bitch. Be faster next time.
Oh my God. Oh, God. That's why life is hard.
Like, I know how I am. I know how everything I've been in. I just don't trust people.
Trust is hard.
And I trust people to not cheat. Like, I trust you to have girlfriends and not cheat. But I think given any situation, somebody you've already hooked up with.
Well, that's why I think you have to be careful of the situations that you put yourself in.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like it's okay. I feel like it's fine for you to have. I have friends that are guys, you know, but I'm not going to go out and get wasted with just my guy friend all night and then be like, I'm a fuck, because, you know. Yeah. I that could be opportunistic. You
that's
know?
What I'm saying. Which so you know how you are. And if you're single and right. you go out with a guy friend and you guys get drunk and you find him semi-attractive
right.
or in your case, not attractive at all. Cause I've seen some of the guy friends that you've hooked up with. And
okay. All right. I you know what? We're going to ignore that one because I have also seen some of the guys that you have hooked up with. And I'm over here like,
opportunistic. Okay. They caught me on a good day.
Right. Right. They were catching you when you were charitable.
Right. And then like, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I've been a piece of shit and there's guys that I was hooking up with. Or people that I had been friends with benefits with or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and get a girlfriend. And I sleep with them again just to prove that I still can and that you're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like, you know. So.
I could see that. Hmm. I mean, I could see me doing that too.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to think if I've ever that for done me. That specifically.
I didn't specifically do that to hurt the girl. But like, I just did it to know that he's still a piece of shit and I can still do this if I want to.
Right, right.
Just making sure he hasn't changed. Go ahead, girl.
He's all yours now. Yeah, no, I definitely don't think I've specifically done that, but it's not like something I'd put past me on a good day.
Yeah.
Or a
also,
bad day.
let me tell you what I love about the age we're at now. We're like in our prime, I think. Mm-hmm. So we need to just be soaking this all in because it's about to start going downhill. But right now we're at the age where we can sleep with the dad or the son.
I think that's true.
Because we can hook up with 20-year-olds and we can hook up with 40-year-olds.
Right.
And some of them 40-year-olds have 20-year-olds. So here
yeah.
we are.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, we totally could. You already know how I feel about younger guys.
No, I'm not.
But we
I'm not
could.
I'm not,
correct.
Right. But like we could do this. So like.
Easily.
Watch how you speak to me.
Talk to me nice.
I'll fuck your father.
Oh my God. Also, what did I see? It was something we just saw on TikTok. Where, what the fuck was it? We like literally just saw it. Fuck. I can't remember what it is and now I feel like an idiot for
about sleeping with guys and about what?
Something like that.
Well, I remember we were talking about guys lying about having sex with us.
Yeah.
Has like that ever happened to you in your life? Has any guy ever said they had sex with you that didn't?
Yes.
Me too.
And I'm thinking like, wow, like where was I?
And I'm over here thinking, was it you know good? How many people I slept with, bro? And I didn't deny not one of them. And you think I'm just denying that I slept with you for no reason? Like, why would right. I say I didn't sleep with somebody if I slept with them?
Right.
Hi.
Hi.
I did it.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed of a lot of things I've done. I'm probably going to admit it.
Exactly. Even if I am ashamed of it, I'll
but
probably
but here's what
say.
We're doing now, ladies. Ready? Just accept it. Say you slept with them mm-hmm. and fucking destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I slept with him. He called his mom's name out while we were having sex. His dick's 3 inches big. Like, just fucking destroy him.
Yeah.
He wants to lie? Two can play that game.
Yeah. All right, let me tell you how
it
was.
Take him down.
Take him down.
You know what? I did do it. And let me tell you, bad.
Yeah. Find like dick pics online that are mad tiny and send them out. This is actually a picture of his dick. Yeah. So good luck with that, ladies. Yeah, I would probably do that if somebody did lie. With a person who lied said I had sex with him, I was like fucking in high school still. And I'm thinking like, what? I'm still a virgin.
I got to ask you a question.
What?
Okay. You're in love, say, okay?
Yeah.
And you've been sleeping with this guy for 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. You have sex tonight. And he says, I want you to peg me.
Oh. I want you to
peg me. What are you doing? I swear to God, if you say you're doing it.
I'm not going to do it because there has been people that have asked me to do it and I have not done it because I don't like it. And that's just it. I'm not doing it.
How do you know you don't like it if you don't do it?
Because I've seen porns like it. And I don't know. I just don't like, I've never done it. I promise you that. But there had been a guy I had hooked up with one time. And like, he wanted me to. He said, I think I talked about this before. He said like, we had hooked up, you know, whatever. And I had like stuck my finger in his ass. And that's how he was able to come. I was like sucking his dick and I had my finger in his ass. And he came like that two times, like back to back. And I was like, wow. And
no.
And then the next, like he messaged me later, like, you know, another time. He's like, God, like, you know, I've always wanted to do this and you seem freaky enough for it. Like I never felt comfortable asking. And then I was like, never.
You're like, you should probably stay not comfortable asking.
I was like, no.
Do you think it's gay?
I don't know if I think it's gay. Cause here's the thing. Like,
cause I don't necessarily think it is.
I don't necessarily think it is because I understand that like, I'm going to just call it the male clit is in the ass, you know? So yeah. I get that it's something that people, that guys like. So I understand that it could feel good. So,
but
no,
I'm just like not
doing
it. But I'm like never doing it.
I'm never doing it either.
So if somebody
I'm
asked,
never putting so a strap on too and pegging
me
a
to do it. And I immediately was like, I have to figure out how to end this. So, like, not like, I mean, I'm never talking to you again, but also like, how do we end this sex session immediately? Like in the next 10 seconds. Because, like, I have to go, and I also have to go call Tiffany and let her know that this just happened.
Like, I'm on a time crunch.
If I don't tell somebody about this right now, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to, I would not do it. I'd straight up say, like, no. I didn't know that guy well enough to be, I think I was probably like, yeah, sure, I'd do it. And then, like, I never talked to him again.
Right, but I gave you a different scenario. I said, like, you're with somebody, you're in love, you've been having sex for six months, and now they want you to do that.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not gonna, like I told you before, I've done it and I would do it again. Like I've stuck my finger in a guy's ass and whatever, no big deal. But like, I'm not sticking any kind of dick item in your ass. I won't do it. Like it's not happening.
Have you ever had to have a safe word?
Well, this one time.
Thank you.
So yes, technically they had given me the option for a safe word. And I was like, I ain't no pussy, I ain't using no safe word. But this was one of those times where you're going to have sex and you're like, how can I leave this immediately?
Because with my safe word.
Like before it even comes into play.
I've never had a safe word because I don't think I've ever had like that crazy of sex that a safe word was required.
So here's the thing. And I really probably should not have done it. I shouldn't have done this at all. So there was a guy.
Add it to the list.
There was a guy from the city. We had been talking for a couple months and we decided he was going to come up and we were going to hook up.
All right.
So he takes me out to dinner, schmancy pantsy. And then we go to the hotel. And I knew that he was like a dominant person.
Okay.
And I'm not a submissive person. So I was like, haha, like joke's on you, boy. Yeah. We're going to have regular sex tonight. Hope you didn't bring anything. So I already knew what I was doing that night. I don't give a fuck what you thought you were doing. And so we go back to the hotel and like immediately the second the door got shut, he slapped me in my face. I was like, literally, I was like,
what do you do?
And that's when
I
knew.
Like, oh my God, I'm going to be killed.
I've got to get out of here.
Right? He's going
to
murder me.
I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, and I knew that he didn't do it to like abuse me. It was just like that dominating like bitch slap thing. I don't know. I didn't fucking like it. I don't like to be touched on my face like that to begin with. Second of all, like what? Like, so,
he slapped you in your face?
Slapped me. Bro, and it wasn't a tap. It was a fucking bitch slap.
I think automatically I'd be in like, I'd see red.
Like, I was just shocked. My hand went up to my face and I was like, like jaw drop, like eyes open wide, like, oh my God. We did still have sex. And the rest is history.
Did you have a safe word?
Well, so he said, like, should we use like a safe word? And I was like, no, because we're not going to be doing that. And I literally said after he slapped me, like, you are never to do that again. Like, never. Like, this is not going to be like that tonight. Like, I'm sorry that I'm not the one for you, obviously, but we're here already.
I'm not the one for you and I don't like that, but I'm going to still sleep with you.
Right. I'm going to still do it because we're here. Oh my God.
Did you leave right after you had sex with him, or you stayed the night?
No, left. Oh. The thing is, I was supposed to stay there overnight, but you know, I have a weird thing about sleeping over with people. So yeah. I didn't want to. And here's the thing that was really like, womp womp. Oh my God. That we were in Poughkeepsie and I had like met him at the train station. So he didn't have a car. So I drove us to the hotel. And I drove my ass the fuck away from the hotel. And I was like, good luck with you. However, you're getting back to that train station.
You were supposed to bring him back to the train station?
Yeah, of course I was. Bye.
How did you leave?
I left like right after we had sex and I said I had to go. Like, bye. I have to go. He knew I was leaving and he said he just like Uber, like figure it out. Yeah, you will. Because you're not my problem. Like,
I'm going to go down to the vending machine and get water. And you're like, bloop. Because that's what I would do because I'm a pussy.
Bloop. I got to go get some ice for my face. So I'll be right back. I'm going to take all my stuff. Oh, yeah, that's why you travel light, ladies.
I was just going to say, bring just your keys in or something.
So, all right. So here's another thing I was just thinking about. So I had never, at least I hadn't thought I had, ever hooked up with somebody that was like super high, like had done like a ton of coke. Never had I thought that I had done that yet. So maybe I have and I just didn't know. But there was another guy that I hooked up with. And I've never done it. So like I know those signs and what to look for and like mm-hmm. how you can tell someone's on it. But he gets to the hotel. And
did you know because he poured a bunch of coke out and started doing it?
Yeah, he did it there. And I'm over here like all innocent, like, oh my God, what's going on?
My mom is going to kill me.
This is not good. So I just remember, because I knew he smoked weed and I was like, cool, like I do too. I'll smoke, sure, mm-hmm. whatever. But then he comes and he has like a fucking duffel bag full of stuff. Like
drugs?
30,000 condoms. Oh. Like, I mean, obviously drugs.
He's a professional. Weed.
He brought his like a laptop with like his like playlist on it. It was candles.
Wait, speaking candles. Of playlists, was he going to record you or something on the laptop?
Oh, I don't know. He very well could have been, to be honest. Oh my
honestly. God. I read something that said if you're going to make sex tapes, you should always have Disney music playing because if it gets leaked, the Disney lawyers themselves will have fight to have it taken down.
Wow, that's a fucking great idea.
But keep going. Okay, so he shows up with a duffel bag.
So he shows up with a duffel bag of, you know, odds and ends. That's what we'll call them. So he sets up a nice night for ourselves. And then, but the thing is, he looked weird. And I talked to him for a while. Like, he FaceTimed him. He looked like he was high.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, and I could tell he was like jaws fucking twitching left and fucking right. And I'm just thinking like, oh my God, like, how do I get out of here? I've never done this before. And I was like really scared. I'm not going to lie. I was actually kind of terrified. Of course, I still had sex with him, but. I mean, he set up a nice night.
There's like a Dateline 60 Minute about Tiffany, and they're like, and like your mom's crying on the knit, and she's like, I just don't know how this could happen to her. And I'm going to be like, I know exactly how. Because there's all these red flags of situations when you're supposed to get out fast, and she decides to stay and have sex still. I know how she got into this. I don't know where she is now, but I know how this happened.
I can definitely tell how this happened. I'm sure her bitch ass stayed. Like, I know he brought a knife and a gun.
And then when he's like, I didn't force her, I'm going to be like, oh, no, sir. I'm pretty sure you didn't.
I believe that. So the thing is,
you don't want to put me on the stand because it's not going to help your case.
So he could not come whatsoever. So I don't know if that's like a side effect of coke. Yeah. You know, he just could not come forever. He was barely hard. He was like 60% hard.
Yep.
You know, it was like retarded. It was annoying. I'm thinking like, ugh. And there was a lot of dick sucking. Like mama's jaw hurt after that. I was like, what is happening? Yeah, I don't want to keep doing this. It was just a lot. And then I'm like looking up at his ass and he's twitchy McGee. I'm like,
so unattractive.
I was so disgusted. And then he's like doing it. And I'm like, no, I gotta go. Like, are we done? Like, I'm good for one round, but you want to just keep going. Like, and I kept saying, like, I really gotta go. But I wasn't being like obviously forceful enough to like leave, but I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to do that again. I'm not going to do it. I will fucking go get us ice and I'm out. I'm fucking out. That's my safe word, ice.
I've never had a safe word, but I do enjoy that our group chat and our friend group, we have like our own language. Mm-hmm. We have yellow, which for people that have listened before is like,
Help me now.
Get me out of this situation immediately.
And you better do it in a timely fashion. Like, I'm not waiting 20 minutes. Like, you've got 3 fucking minutes to figure it the fuck out.
And it better be good, bitch. Yeah,
it better be mad fucking good. Like, you better... I'm going to put you on speaker. That's how good it's going to be because I already know you're not going to fuck this up. You're going on speaker because that's how confident I am that you're not going to fuck this up. If you're not a good yellow, get the fuck out.
Right. If you're not a good yellow, you can't be in this group. We have Nike.
Yeah, Nike's a good one.
Do you want to tell them what Nike is?
So Nike is when your friend is like talking to some guy or whatever, and you're like, you support it.
Yep.
You're down. Yep. And you say, Nike, just do it, bitch.
Just do it.
Nike!
It can also be like, we're at the bar and this girl starts with you and like, you're about to pop off and I'm like, I got your back.
Yeah.
Nike!
I'm down.
Just do it.
We're in it. Just do it. Yeah, that's a good one too. I've also...
Nike's like a green light.
Yeah, green light. Shit's about to go down.
Shit's about to go down.
One way or another, I'm supporting your ass. Right. But yellow is emergency, honestly. I could do without a Nike. Like, I'm going to obviously make bad decisions on my own anyway.
I'm
going
to stay and do it anyway, but thanks.
But your help would be appreciated. Yeah.
I can turn around and blame this on you next week, I'd like that.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right. So we've talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but we've talked about this anyway.
Oh God.
The topic of a homie hopper.
That's you.
I am not a homie hopper.
So just to be clear, a homie hopper is somebody that sleeps with multiple people in the same friend group.
Right.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever slept with one or with two people that are in the same friend group?
Yes. So I have, okay. But here's the thing is that I didn't know that they were friends. So that is not on me. Like, okay. A homie hopper to me is a girl that willingly knows that these people are friends and yet she still fucks multiple of them.
So if we line up everybody you've ever slept with and we circled the people that are in friend groups.
Yes.
You're saying this has only happened once.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. And I didn't know that they were friends. I had no idea. But I'm thinking particularly when girls do know that they
are friends.
Are friends. And they don't just hook up with one friend.
I too have hooked up with people in the same friend
group. Multiple friends.
So I'm not like blaming you or judging.
Right, right.
Okay. I've done it kind of on accident.
Okay, so I did it twice.
I already knew that, but I didn't know if you were trying to lie.
So the first time I did it, because I didn't give a fuck. All right. I don't care about your friendship like at all. It's not my responsibility.
If you don't care, I don't care. Right.
The second time, which was the more recent time, I had literally no idea. Like, how would I have ever known? I don't fucking hang out with you people.
Right. So like I had dated one guy and I met a whole group of people from it. And then one of those people's brother I started dating. So it was kind of like I would consider that sort of the same friend group.
Yeah. But that is a homie hopper. I don't know. Do you support homie hopping?
I mean, we've done it. So it's kind of like, who are we to judge? But
right.
There are some flagrant homie hoppers.
Yeah.
Where it's been like 4 people in the same group, 5 people in the same group, or you just broke up with this guy that you were with for like a very long time and now you're sleeping with all his friends and it's like, you're clearly doing it to get back at him and he doesn't give a fuck.
No, not at all.
So I don't know.
Yeah, those are the ones I'm not really like supportive of. But you're right. I can't like really judge.
Honestly, we can't really judge shit in life.
No, we basically can't. You're right. All right. So I wanted to ask you some questions before we end the show.
Okay.
My usual would you rather questions. Mm-hmm. There was one that I was going to ask you that I'm not. And I'm going to tell you why. So the question I was going to ask you, and then I thought, this no way I can ask this question. Would you rather have big boobs or a tight ass? And I was like, what? That's the current situation. So never mind.
Yeah, all right.
But I guess if you had to pick, which one would you pick?
I would still not want big boobs.
Yeah, I'd pick a big ass.
My back hurts enough with my little boobs.
I'd pick to have a tight ass over big boobs all
and,
day.
And like when people have big boobs, they have to buy bigger shirts for them and then their shirts don't fit how my shirts fit.
Yeah.
And it's just like looks bigger than they actually are. And I don't love that either.
No, I don't love that either.
Yeah.
So. I don't like that. All right, first question. Would you rather be someone's sex slave for a month?
Or whatever the next thing is. But keep going.
Or wear a chastity belt for a month.
I'm wearing the chastity belt. What the fuck is that going to be? My life right now?
All right. I'm surprised that you wouldn't want to be someone's sex slave because you like to be dominated. So I'm confused. Help me understand this. I'd rather wear the chastity belt because I ain't nobody's bitch.
I do like to be told like what to do. And right. I do like when other people initiate sex and like tell me what they
want. You're their sex slave. You guys live together for one whole month and literally anytime, anything they want, you're doing
it. But like, I don't like to do certain things. Like I don't want to have sex in the shower just because I'm getting in the shower. I don't want to have sex in the morning. I just woke up. I want you to leave me the fuck alone. Like I don't want to have to do certain things when I don't want to do them.
Okay. So that's why, because you would have to do them because you're a slave.
Right.
So you're picking chastity belt.
Facts.
Okay.
All day.
Gotcha.
The whole month.
Would you rather use mayonnaise as lube or ketchup as lube?
Mayonnaise.
Fuck yeah. Me too.
Easy.
Ketchup smells horrible. Oh my God.
And mayonnaise is just like fat, isn't it?
It's like oil and eggs, basically.
Oh, so.
So I guess oil is like already
lube. That in me. Right. Put her in.
I pick mayonnaise too. It's a scent for me. Would you rather have to pay for sex or be paid to have sex?
Obviously paid to have sex. I'm not paying anybody to have sex with me.
Fuck no. You should pay me just because I exist on this earth.
You should pay me because I gave you the time of day. You're lucky so that you're here with me.
Like me being in your presence is worth enough.
Right. I'm selling underwear online. I'm obviously getting paid for sex and not paying somebody else.
Would you rather be with someone who comes too quickly or someone who never makes you come?
Someone who comes too quickly?
Same.
Obviously.
Same.
Because if you're never making me come and then you're lasting forever, this is an issue.
Like nobody's coming. When Why is somebody coming? We're doing a lot of fucking and there's not a lot of coming.
Now I'm feeling bad about myself again.
Right, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, no, I would definitely pick somebody who comes too quickly.
Right.
For sure. Fuck me. You know, I can make myself come if I really have to.
Fuck me.
All right, last one. Would you rather date a bad kisser or someone who is terrible at oral sex?
Well, I've dated a lot of people that were terrible at oral sex.
Mm-hmm. But okay, let's pretend you thought
that they're, and they like think that they're good.
I know. But girls think they're good too, man.
Yeah,
this could go girls or guys. Like girls could be just the worst at it. And they think they're like so great.
You're right.
So it can go either way. So would you rather, okay, so let's say
you
have the option.
If it wasn't so taboo, like if it wasn't what we're talking about, like I wish people could like rate us. Like, we could do it to, like, five people, and they could, like, rate us, and we would, like, actually know, like, a real, not somebody that loves us, right. Not somebody that's sleeping with us right now, like, just
right.
Actual.
Like, five random strangers. Wait, do you mean because you want a rating on how good you are, like, one yes. through ten?
Or and
do
I also you mean want, I want to prove that I'm better than you,
that's
but
what
also,
I was thinking. Yeah.
I want to know what my rating would be.
I would love.
And I want, like, an honest rating. I don't want it, I don't want you to gas me up.
Like, a biased rating.
I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want you to tell me it because you want it to keep happening. Like, I just want to know.
I, too, wish that I had known who's better at it, you or me, because it's definitely me. But, like, there's not going to ever be that opportunity. So that's the problem.
Challenge
that we
accepted.
We can't.
Challenge accepted. No, I'm just
there's kidding. Just no way we can because we don't hook up with the same guys anyway. Like, even if we were single, you know, like, if we just don't. I mean, have we? I mean, you're looking at me like, that's what you think, bitch. Okay.
No, I'm just...
If there's somebody that we've both been with, I want to know.
No, obviously, so I would tell you. I was fucking running through my head all the people, and there is not one person that has crossed the line between us. There's not one person that we've both...
Is that you could hook up with somebody I'd hooked up with before, and then we could ask that person. Is that a no?
I can't think of one person you hooked up with that I would want to hook up with.
Well, apparently, according to my sister, I steal all the good guys.
I know. Oh my God. And then you just trash them and then they're not here for us.
Now they're just used fucking goods. Sorry. All right. So you didn't answer the question. Would you rather date somebody who is a bad kisser or somebody who is bad at oral? So here's the deal.
Bad at oral because you got to be able to kiss. Because kissing is what turns me on for sex, really.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm picking.
You have to be able to kiss.
I'm
kissing is everything.
I'd rather date someone who is bad at oral.
Right.
For sure. Because I don't necessarily need it. you know, but I definitely need to kiss, like, without a doubt.
I can't wait to post pictures of my Halloween costume.
Me either. I actually have to speak to you after the show about your Halloween party.
Yeah, and I have to talk about my Halloween costume.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So
praise be, bitches.